Hey mama, what the heck does self-care mean anyway? Is it getting your nails done, a bubble bath, maybe some chocolate? Let's dig in and talk about it in this episode. But let's read a review first. This is from Devin. This episode was great and I can't wait to listen to all the next episodes. Alicia truly has a way with words. Well, thank you, Devin. I'm just speaking from my heart. Thank you so much for sharing this review. And if you would like me to read your review on the show, please leave me a written review in Apple Podcast. All right, let's dig in. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former yes girl. I became an entrepreneur with a 3-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. What comes to your mind when you hear the word self-care? I used to think self-care was what you did on a vacation, that week of time you might get once or twice a year when you would put down work and all the responsibilities and pressures of life. No cooking, no cleaning. Hopefully you get to get away somewhere and go do fun things and spend time with your family. Now, while all these things are great, in my opinion, that's not true self-care. They're amazing add-ons, though. I love a shopping day and a delicious lunch or vacation, but I find that I would burn out way before these fabulous breaks would roll around on the calendar. After I learned this lesson the hard way, more than once, I learned that I needed to implement a self-care routine that I could fit into the cracks of my day each and every day. When we can implement self-care into our life daily, that's how we're going to actually prevent burnout and be able to enjoy the amazing vacations and simple pleasures in life again. So here's what I did. I decided that I was going to prioritize my sleep. I try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day to balance my circadian rhythm. And I also decided to start fueling my body intentionally. I started to meal prep because I found that I would get going through the day, get tired and exhausted, and then I would realize, oh, I'm hungry. So I would reach for the closest thing that I could find, which we know is usually crappy food, and just something that is quick and easy, some fast food, or maybe something that is in a box. Now, there's a time and place for those things, of course. But I started to meal prep each week. I have some food allergies, so I do not eat the same food as my family. I cannot eat gluten, and I tried making everything in our house gluten-free, so I would only need to do one meal a week, but I realized that my family was miserable, so so I do make them a regular meal, and I make myself some foods at the beginning of the week where I can just grab and go. So some things that I'll do is I'll make a big pot of soup. I'll make some chicken salad. I'll boil up a bunch of eggs. I'll chop things to make a salad where I can just simply throw it together. So this meal prep was a form of self-care for me where I could fuel my body and not burn out in the middle of the day. Do you guys ever feel like around 3 o'clock, you hit that slump and you need some coffee and maybe some sugar? That is your blood sugar dropping usually because it's time to eat. So now I can reach for one of my healthier options and then I can stabilize my blood sugar. And then I have the energy and the mental capacity to power through my day. Another thing that I added on for myself was weekly workouts. So 3 workouts a week. And I enjoy it very much. I build it right into my calendar, just like I would a work appointment. And that's my time. It takes about an hour. And my body is happy. My body is recharged and strong. Another thing that's really amazing about working out is the endorphins that are released in your body. And it also burns off extra stress. It helps you blow off some steam. And it's some nice time to be alone, or you can work out with a friend if you enjoy that too. You can, kind of make something a fun date with your girlfriend, if you don't get to see her very often, because you're both busy, you could schedule workout dates. Another thing with working out is you don't have to do things that you don't like to do. If cardio isn't your thing, maybe you could try a dance class. Maybe you could try Pilates, lifting weights. There's a million things that you can do. And even being outside, taking a walk, you can work out from home. There are a million apps that are great for at-home workouts. You don't need any fancy equipment. There's no excuses not to start. You can even simply do jumping jacks, squats, and crunches in your house. Or if you have some stairs, you could run up and down your stairs. There's no excuse to not move your body with wherever you're at in your health journey and whatever you have to work with. Because once you start moving your body, you're creating energy and health. Because if we don't have our health, everything else is going to completely fall apart. Another thing that I really started implementing in my life was extra protein. I was not getting enough protein. So once I started implementing that, I love a good protein shake. Some people think they're so gross, and some people love them. So, whichever category you're in, you can find ways to get more protein in that's really going to help you stay full and keep your blood sugar stabilized. And also, hydration. We have to keep our body hydrated, it's necessary for all the functions to work. So, just drink the water. If you don't like plain water, you can play around and put a squirt of lemon or lime, or even cut up some fruit and mix it in with your water and let it sit throughout the day. It tastes really good. You could also add some herbs, like some basil. That's a really good one. Cucumber and basil is a really nice combo. Another area of my life where I started to practice self-care was in my home. Our homes are where we recharge. It's our safe place, right? So I looked around and I started noticing that I had a lot of clutter in the corners and underneath the sinks, and a million extra, maybe not a million, extra like bed sheets and extra clothes that I didn't wear. And it was creating a lot of extra work for me. And I don't like a cluttered house. It's hard for me to live in that. It makes me feel very unsettled. So I started paring down my possessions and only having things that I really loved and needed. Quite a few years back, I read Marie Kondo's book, and it was so amazing. And I really dug into her information. So if you want to start decluttering your home, she's a great one to follow. And another person that's absolutely amazing with decluttering is Chelsea Joe. So I can link both of these ladies in the show notes and you can find them. So that was super helpful. And I realized that once I started the decluttering, I spent so much less time cleaning, organizing, and moving stuff. I felt like I was always organizing all this extra stuff that we really didn't need. And it was so freeing just to get rid of it. And it blessed someone else, right? Donation drop-offs were my friend for quite some time, and they still are. I feel like I always have at least two bags in the back of my vehicle. So when I drive by Goodwill, I can just stick it in there. That's another helpful thing. When you're going through the decluttering process, it's really easy to think about what you put in the bag and then maybe you want to go back for it. So I just bag it up and I stick it right in the back of my car, and then I don't look at it again. And you know what? There's not been one thing that I have gotten rid of that I missed. So that's pretty cool, right? One more way that I started practicing self-care was protecting what media I was taking in. So when you open the internet, I don't mind the internet at all. I think it's great. Social media is fine. But if you're following people that are negative and down, or media sources that are always talking about some doomsday apocalypse that's coming, it's not good for you. It's not good to take in all the negative things all the time. So I started unfollowing people and media sources that were negative. And you know what? It made a huge difference in my life. The things that we focus on are the things that we think about. So maybe this week you guys could audit your media and see, oh my goodness, maybe I shouldn't follow this anymore, and replace it with something good, something that lights you up, something that fills you up. Maybe you could focus on fueling your body this week, staying hydrated, creating some healthy food for yourself. So when you're in a hurry and you're hungry, you don't have to eat junk. Because even though it's a fun treat, it's not going to fuel our body and keep us going for the long haul. Eating junk is like putting bad gas in the car. Yes, it fills the tank, but the car's not going to run well, is it? It might even break. Oxford Dictionary says the definition of self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. So, how are you going to improve your health this week? What are you guys going to do? Hop on over to the Facebook community, hang out with us, and share what you're doing. Maybe you could give us some ideas and we can all improve together. I hope you have a blessed week. And as always, I'm rooting for you. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.